Log Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
yeah. Are we live, Nathan?
Yes, the song has stopped. You live.
Okay, welcome. Okay, welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. We are into the fifth month of this year, 2017, May 2nd, and we have another great call tonight with our great Dr. Alali and our guests from Canada and our host, Nathan, on the spot. And we're just ready to hear about the wonderful things that have been happening with Dr. Alali and the environmental things that she's doing to improve our environment. Dr. Alali, you want to come on and share with us what's been going on in Washington and Atlanta and all the places you've been and the things you're doing and the programs you're getting ready to implement that can make our lives better?
Absolutely, Ida. First of all, I want to take time to thank everybody for interrupting their busy schedule this evening to be on this show. And a special shout out to my Canadian family, to Mr. Mario. He's having a conference this evening, and I just was on a telecast with him answering questions for his guests. And it was so exciting to see how this movement is just moving around North America, and people are owning the knowledge. I mean, there were such brilliant questions that people had about, you know, how to evaluate for a safe house and what things in the neighborhood you need to look for. So I want to thank everybody for interrupting their schedule to be on this call tonight. It's always exciting to come on here and share. And last week, this is a continuation of part two. Last week, we had a knee-slapping, grand-hugging event in Virginia. I went down to meet Mr. Jonathan Hill, a.k.a. Nathan, on the spot. He was there at a convention for farmers. And I met farmers from New Mexico and Oklahoma and from North Carolina. I mean, there were farmers from everywhere. And I got a chance to meet him, and we just embraced and hugged one another. And he got a chance to meet Dr. B. And we did the show live from Virginia from that farming conference. And I had no idea that Mr. Hill was a farmer. And we got to talking about this technology and land and seeds and plants and animals. And what the conversation went from one floor of the hotel to another floor of the hotel and all the way out to the parking lot. We had people out there Bedort testing and showing them the technology, and they were just blown away. And it was interesting to see his expression live and living color, because he is this gentleman, Mr. Hill, that I never met face to face until last week, who has been so merciful to me to sponsor this radio show and then to be so faithful, being our engineer. And, you know, with the internet, you don't know, if you've never been in a radio studio, you don't know the intricacies that go on to really broadcast the show. So I got to see his operation up close and in personal. And I'm telling you, he's got a laptop and he's got this big dashboard, and it looks exactly like what's in these big, gigantic radio stations and studios like Radio 1. And it's been amazing to see, watch him engineer the show. And I can actually see how many people are calling in from across the nation. I was surprised to see how many different people were piping in from different cities across the United States. And I was like, wow, I mean, there really is another side, and there really is buttons that he pushes and manipulates to bring our voices to the world. And I thank everybody for tuning in on Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio, where we feature what's going on in the world of with children that have seizure disorders, that are using the nanotechnology to manage their seizures, and it's been phenomenal. But back to farming. This technology, the nanotechnology, is taking the farm industry by storm for a number of reasons, primarily the water system. Water system is second to none because the system is so innovative that we can energize all the water on the farm and alkalize it. We can increase the pH of it so that it's alkaline. We can increase the oxygen in the water. We can soften the water so it stops the buildup of lime and helps to maintain the pipes and the drains on the farm. And that has been really huge for soy farmers that use the technology. And it's been really huge for dairy farmers that have to manage the cattle, you know, their quality of water and, you know, washing the udders of the animals. Mostly the udders are washed with peroxide. Some farmers dilute the peroxide, so the quality of water can make a difference with what the animals are drinking and the quality of milk. And we found out that on these dairy farms, when we insulate and we put in the nanotechnology, it gives a higher quality of water. Therefore, when the animals are drinking the water, some farmers add minerals to the water, mineral stones to the animals' drinking troughs. And we recommend that, especially in radiation zone ones and zone twos, where you have high levels of uranium off-gassing as radon that can demineralize the animals, you know, trace minerals, and make them more susceptible to infectious processes, see, such as mastitis. We found out that on these animal farms, when we install the water system and we put minerals or rocks in the troughs and put kelp vegetables, kelp plants in their feed, that it helps them sustain better health, they have better energy, there's less paralytic disease. What's paralytic disease? That's when the cattle just completely collapse and they can't get up, they don't have the strength to get up, and so they lose, you know, they suffocate from the weight, their body weight crushing their organs and their lungs. So they have to call the vet. It can be a very painful process if the cow can't get up. They have to call the vet to come and put the cow out. And on one of our farms up in Minnesota, they said the cow dropped with paralytic disease, but because they had the nanos on the farm, the farmer's wife went and got 4 nanos and wrapped it on the leg of the cow and then called the vet to come and take the cow down. They said, well, if Dr. Lolly's technology doesn't work by the time the vet gets here, you know, this cow is just going to cow heaven. And ironically, at about, you know, it was like about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the vet said she would come after 5. And by the time she got there, that cow had another notion. She went to the south barn to find the cow so she could put her down, and the cow was not there. So when they inquired where the cow was, the cow said that, cow's in the south barn. She said, I looked all over the south barn. I didn't see any cow that was down on all fours. So they went on the informatic, monitor, so they could see where the cow was. And the cow was out in the pasture eating grass and grazing up on all fours. So it's amazing to see how this technology is creating new innovative ways to care for animals and care for plants on the farms. And to know that Mr. Hill was a farmer and to be able to see some of his work and how he supports farmers in his region. And I'm just going to shut up because, Mr. Hill, I hope you didn't go anywhere. I want you to talk about what it was like when you met Dr. A.
Oh, boy. She called me and said she was 5 minutes away. That took 30 minutes. I was on pins and
30 minutes in D.C., Virginia traffic, man, trying to get across that 14th Street Bridge was a nightmare.
Oh, I tell you. And I think Lynn was on the phone. He kept going in and out. I'm telling him to go ahead and talk the show. Dr. A supposed to be in the parking lot. I'm going to run out here and see if she is. I run out to the parking lot. I'm looking around. No Dr. A. I said, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen now? And so I played a song and came back, and he got dropped off, and he couldn't hear nothing I'm saying. Boy, it was up. But when Dr. A got there and we got on the show, it was awesome. It was on. I'm telling you, it was a wonderful experience. I tell you, we got to do it again. We got to do it again.
Well, yes, we do, because I didn't know what to expect. Yeah, I had seen a picture of you on the video clip, but when I saw you in person, it was like family. Like we were having a family reunion. I felt like I had known you all my life.
And
when you got to see the testing, when you got to see, the demonstration of the technology, how we were energizing the water for the farmers that were there, I mean, it was mind-boggling, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. They want us to come to Mexico next week, but I don't think I'm going to make the Mexico trip. I would like to do it because he's interested in the technology.
Oh, wow. What this technology is doing for farmers, the only crop farmer I have is the soy farmer. He's had the technology now for 4 years. It'll be 4 years this summer that he's been using this energized water with these crops. But he is very, very pleased. He's a Vietnam veteran, and he said he had pain, lower back pain, for years, like 40 years. He said within 15 minutes of his farmhouse being retrofitted, that pain went away, and he hasn't had it back yet. And I'm so excited to be able to even come to the farmers' conference. I wish my schedule wasn't so jammed, because I would go to New Mexico.
You would have been?
I really would. I'm excited to bring this into crop farming. And even to expand it further with dairy farmers. Because dairy cattle are dying within 2 to 4 years of their life. They're all across North America. Farmers are having a lot of trouble with their cows because of stray voltage in the barn. And so that's a problem they've been battling for the last 10 years. I didn't know it until I started working with these dairy farmers. Until Mario also introduced me to the farmers up there in Montreal, Canada. That's one of their big problems. But now this solar technology is just beyond anything that I could even imagine. And when you turn, you want to have a house of peace. You want to have a house that energizes you and kisses you. Turn some Mozart on with that Soli in the house.
Oh, okay.
Pardon me?
I said, okay.
What did you say? Mr. Hill, what did you say?
I said, okay. I got too much stuff going on. I had too much going on.
We got a couple testimonies that are hot off of the press tonight. First testimony is about 3 weeks ago. We had a developer on the show, and he had just got his house done. It was started the installation, and he wants to put the technology in two beta projects that he has, just to see, how he can position it to market it. But he said, before I sell it to anybody else, I'm going to have it in my house. Well, he testified, and I saw his children, His son had some really challenging acne in his skin that was going on, and I really didn't want to speak on it because, you have teenagers. Anybody is sensitive when they're battling acne. There's nothing worse than fighting pimples. But I just said I'm going to just let this be a surprise, because one of the big things people love about the water system is that when you're bathing in alkali water that is enriched with oxygen and the pH has been increased, it is highly medicinal and therapeutic for the skin. He said the transformation in his children's skin is like night and day. And I told him, I said, I didn't want to say anything to you. He said he and his wife spent thousands of dollars on treatments of this and this and that to no avail. And to see his son's skin, it's like unbelievable. And so I took a picture of myself because when I'm at certain of my friends that have this technology, and now they have the Soleil relay hitting the water tank, I tell you, everybody's skin is looking amazing. We have one client that's 75 years old. She doesn't look an hour over 55. She is like 20 years younger. It's like all her skin has, wrinkles have disappeared, and her skin is so subtle and radiant. And so I took a picture of myself. You know, I shared last week that I lost my nephew, 36 years old, and we buried him on Friday. He really suffered for years with diabetes, and he just had an endless uphill battle. And I took this picture of myself after the funeral. I had on my little, you know, attire. And it came out, I was like, look at you, girl, looking 15 years younger. You know, and everybody gave me so much feedback on that picture. They were like, is this you? Nobody could believe it was me, first of all. And secondly, I mean, my skin looked just so amazing. I said, look at this solar, because I've been admiring it. Other people's skin that have the solar relay to the water system in the house. But that's the first time I really got to see the effects of it on my skin. And I would have to say, it was just phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Did you see my picture, Rob? Did I send it to you?
No.
I didn't? I'll have to send it to everybody. You know, I thought I piped it out there to people, but I guess I was so busy sending it to my family that I didn't send it to anyone else. But it's just been amazing to see all of the feedback that's coming from people that have these solar water systems. So it's wonderful. And so this gentleman, was he so ecstatic? He said, I can't wait to really put this system out here. And I said, well, that's his testimony. My testimony was, I have another solely, you know, pain mitigating testimony. I was running through the rain with one of my relatives after the funeral, and then we went into an area and the floor got wet. Well, I slipped and fell on this floor, and my knee went out on me. So now here I am with excruciating pain, and my knee hit that stone floor, and I mean, I felt like I was going to have to crawl. It was so painful to walk. And I suffered through the pain about 2 or 3 hours. I popped myself in Motrin. Then when I took a nap, it was like rigor mortis set in. I really had so much pain. And, you know, when you're in pain and you can't think, you don't even think nano. But the grace of God was such that I opened up my cosmetic bag where I had this Motrin, and I keep extra nanos, and one of them fell out. And I said, voila, why didn't I think about this hours ago? And so I put one directly on my knee, and then I put one in my shoe, in the heel of the left foot. And I, to my amazement, the knee was grossly edematous. I was having to put ice on it, heat, to bring it down. But I put that nano on there, and I want you to know that in about 40 minutes, I know half of the swelling went out of the knee. And I could tolerate weight bearing on that leg. And by the time I got to my doctor to tell him what was going on, I mean, I was walking. She's like, you're telling me all this happened 2 days ago. I said, I'm telling you, it happened 2 days ago. I put a nano in the heel of my left foot and one directly on my knee, and the swelling is almost 80% gone. I've got little spots on the knee where it hit the floor that is tender, but I'm able to walk. And this is miraculous because I can remember when this knee went out, I would be crawling for 2 and 3 weeks before I would be able to weight bear on the leg. So it's like a miracle that I'm able to weight bear 2 days after this event, and the swelling has gone down in this leg.
Yes,
sir.
Now, this got to be God. I was talking to a young man today, and I told him about, he was telling me about his knees. And I think he's on the line. I was telling him to call in tonight. Now, you telling him about the knee. He's got a problem. I just met him today. Yes, sir. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
You heard
I'm
what
on
she
the
said?
Line.
I
heard
you? Did you hear what she
both
said?
Both of my knees.
Huh?
Both of, I'm on the line.
Okay, tell
and
about
what's
both
going
of
on with both of your knees?
Huh?
What's going on with your knees?
Both of them hurting. I can't hardly walk.
And you got arthritis in the knee, or what's going on with it?
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. I got arthritis, but I don't know. I'm on the
This technology is an electrical safety device. It was never engineered to treat, diagnose, or prevent disease. But the first person that ever used it for arthritis was Dr. Etherine Shaw Nicholson, who was the first African-American president of the American Nursing Foundation. And she had crippling arthritis. She could not even walk 10 feet without having to sit down. She was in excruciating pain. And when I went to see her, it took her about 15 minutes, literally, to walk about 20 feet from the bathroom to her front door. And when she got there, I said, I don't know if this will work or not, but, you know, since you're my mentor in nursing, you know, put it on and see what happens. She put it on her knee, and we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden she says, wow, I can feel energy in this knee. And she started moving the knee around in a circle called circumduction. She said, I can move my knee. And she got up and started walking and stepping high. She said, wow, the pain is going out of my knee. And she was so sensational, she actually did a little video clip for me. And about a year went by, and my phone rang. She said, hey, sis, she says, I got another testimony for you. And I said, well, what's that? She said, I'm down in Florida walking with my priest. We're down here protesting abortions. She said, and I just walked 3 miles, that's like a miracle. Because when I got your technology in the heels of both of my shoes, and I got one on a Band-Aid stuck on my right knee. So we call it the Dr. Etherine Shaw Nicholson Protocol, and I have so many medical doctors, there's at least 4 medical doctors that will use it for their patients who have severe pain, crippling arthritis, sustained cellulitis, and they have 100% batting average with getting people's symptom reduced, and they're operating many clinical trials or case studies on these patients, and they feel that it's highly effective for people with arthritic pain. So since you have Mr. Jonathan on the spot right there, you have an opportunity to try it and see if, in fact, it will work for you.
I will.
Sir, because I'm a witness. I mean, my knee was black and blue where I hit it on that stone. And I mean, brother, I saw the light. You know, you fall down and you hit your leg so hard. until you see Jesus and tears just come out your eyes. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I could not wait bear on this leg. And I was so grateful that nano fell out that bag. And I put one in my shoe and the other one on my knee. And it was rough. It was, I mean, I was able to walk within like 20 minutes.
You say bananas?
Pardon me?
You say bananas?
No, the nano, it's a nanotechnology called flat battery. It's a flat battery, and we have one called a nano, one called a biobalancer.
Oh. The way I get that from?
Mr. Nathan on the spot. Mr. Hill, do you have any?
No, I got to order some more.
Okay, what about Miss Morris? Ida, you have any nanos down there?
No, Dr. A, I don't. I also need to order a couple more.
Okay, well, these people are going to get some nanos for you because they know how to test you for it, and they know how to show you how to use it, you know, how to be creative with it.
I thought he had forgotten me, but he didn't. He didn't call my name, but I know what he's talking about when he said I'm meeting this afternoon.
Well, you know, it's amazing how God will take the suffering of someone and make it a guiding light and make it a, you know, salvation for somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
My knee got hurt. So, sir, God must really love you. Because I mean to tell you, this knee went out, and I was calling on Jesus for real. I said I was so grateful when that nano, because I live in a harmonized environment. I'm bathing in this water. I live with filters and mitigators. So when you live in it, you don't have to wear your nano every day. But when you get pain like this, you break that nano out and put it on your body, and it's just amazing how quickly my body associated and gave me relief. It was amazing.
I sure, because let me tell you, I've been to the doctor. My insurance spent over $4,000, and they ain't did nothing yet.
Hey, good.
$4,000? Yeah, you really need to get your health check, sir. You need to get your health check because you got too much radiation in the bedroom, in the wall behind the bed, and you need to have it evaluated, okay? Because a lot of times when we see arthritis in joints, if you were in Germany and you told the doctor you had arthritis in your knees and in your joints, they would send an engineer to your house, and the first thing they're going to check is your water because they believe that arthritis is exacerbated when you have radiation and static in the water. The second thing they're going to check is your bedroom. They're going to come in your bedroom, and this is something you can do. You can go to Walmart and get a compass. Get three compasses and put it on your bed, one at the head, one in the middle, and one at the foot of the bed. And if those compasses refuse to turn north, if you can't get them to turn north on your bed, it's because the static from the electricity has energized your box spring.
Let me explain a little something to you. 53 years of working in New York in the cold, winter and summer, in a cold place, outside in the cold, and that's what I end up with when I retired.
Well, that will definitely do it. And the good news is that this might be a resource for you. It may be an answer for you. And if you find any relief, we'd like to know about it because we're trying to raise money to do clinical trials using the technology for people with arthritis.
All right, we'll do that too.
All righty, ma'am. And if there are things you can add, you want to talk to your doctor about dietary interventions that you can add, such as eating alfalfa.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I talked to but he was telling me about an operation. No, doc, I come here when I got, I leave here without. I'm 75 years old. I have no operation. We have another operation down the road. I came here with these legs. I'm going to leave here with this hair. I'm trying to get something to help me to walk. That's all I want to do, walk. The things I want to do around my house, I can't do it. I got to depend on somebody else to do it. I would like to do for myself.
Well,
I don't want to sit on no one.
Miss Ida can tell you about a lady that had arthritis. Tell him about the testimony about the lady that wanted to go to church.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
I was just on mute. They had arthritis and wanted to go to church.
Yeah, well, she came into our meeting, and she couldn't get out. She couldn't get into the meeting. She got out of a car and said her leg was hurting too bad. So I helped her into the building, and I got a seat, and I said, "Do you mind if I put this balancer on your knee?" She said, "What is that?" I said, "Well, let's just try it and see if it'll help ease the pain in your knee." So we sat there and we had our meeting, and and she had it on her knee. Near the end of the meeting, I asked her to stand up, and she stood up. I said, "Well, how's your knee doing?" And she looked at me. She said, "I don't have any pain in my knee." And she said, "Oh my God." She said, "You had to help me in the building." I said, "That's right."
Well,
by the end
of
our meeting,
that's just another
answer. That's exactly what happened to me. I was hopping around. I had to borrow somebody's cane. And I'm telling you, within about a half an hour, I could weight bear on that leg, because I could not weight bear on that leg. My knee, that knee was like, "No, ma'am. No, ma'am." And it was like miraculous. So, sir, we have so many testimonies of people with arthritis that use this. We have doctors. We have a medical doctor in Durham, a pediatrician, that was getting ready to give up his practice because he had crippling arthritis. And his patient was having 600 seizures a day, and she was on a clinical trial in New York. And the mom went, got the technology, and took it in to show it to him. He said, "Well, let me see if it works." He put one in the foot of each shoe, and within 10 minutes, the arthritic pain went out of his knees.
All right. I'm willing to try. And something else I want to ask you about. I don't know how you're going to say this. That the bill you're up or whatever. I don't know how to say that because, you know, I'm talking to a lady, but, I'm kind of cautioning what I say.
Okay.
She laughed. But I don't know who's here listening. The water going to help
me?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll take the nano and put it down there and see what it do.
All right.
I
think he was talking to us something this afternoon. He thought I didn't hear what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him very well.
I don't know.
You and Wayne were talking this afternoon.
That's a rough one. I better talk to you about that one.
Yeah, I'm
reading in between the lines here, so let me give you some information that might help you.
Okay.
The data, first of all, for any problem that you have for the male reproductive organ and anything below the waist, the baddest doctor, as far as I'm concerned, in America. I've been working with him for years, over a decade. I sent all male patients to see Dr. Paul Perito in Florida, Miami, Florida.
Good Lord.
He's the baddest urologist. If you got any problem, he can fix it in such a way that you're going to think God himself came down from heaven to help you with the situation. Now, If you have a box spring that's energized with radiation, it can cause erectile dysfunction, and it can cause all kinds of prostate enlargement, prostate cancer, and all kinds of inflammation of the prostate. That's why the box spring has to be checked for energetics. If it's full of static and you're laying in the bed getting tased, it can take down all of your organs. It can cause fibroids. It can cause all kind of female organs. It can cause heavy menstrual cycles and menstrual cramps. And so that's the reason why we tell people go get 3 compasses. If those compasses will not turn north on that mattress can take your manhood. It can create all kind of problems with bleeding, fibroids with the uterus, and it can keep you in a state of depression.
Well,
so you go check the mattress. And if those compasses don't turn north, you call Mr. Hill, and I'll get on the phone with you and tell you what to do.
I'll give me 3 compasses and check the mattress. But the thing of it is, one thing I'm going to get, none of that is what you're talking about. Because the doctor told me I'm very healthy. I have one problem I got. That's the only problem in my legs.
Well, you're going to need some nutritional supplements. So you might want to ask your doctor about putting you on a trace mineral and amino acid supplement. I'm going to give you the name of one I want you to ask him about. You can buy this at this website called Mother Earth Labs with an S. Mother Earth Labs with an S.
Well,
MotherEarthLabs.com.
Do me a favor. Okay, spell that for me.
Mother. M-O-T-H-E-R.
Mother.
M-O.
O.
T-H.
T-H.
E-R,
okay.
The next word is Earth.
E-A-R.
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 T-H.
C-H. Okay.
T-H. Mother Earth.
My son.
The last word is Labs. L-A-B-S.
L.
And that's all one word, MotherEarthLabs.com.
MotherLabs.com.
MotherEarthLabs.com.
Okay.
Yeah, a period.
I can get that in the drugstore?
You have to go online and order it. It's called
online. Okay.
PH formula.
Okay.
It's called the pH Red Formula. You can call them up and order it in the 800 number. But you want to ask your doctor about using their pH Red Formula, which is a trace mineral, vitamin, and amino acids compound.
Okay.
And when you've had your bones and your body exposed to that inclement weather, so your bones may be sensitive to heat and cold too.
Yeah, I get the heat. I get the cold is not too bad, but the heat I can't take.
Wow.
Cold.
Wow.
I was in the cold for 60 some years, Miss.
Wow.
In New York. I worked 53 years up there. 53 years. In
wow.
The cold. And then like a lot of people, I can't take air conditioner. I can't take it.
Wow.
I ache like somebody beat me on my legs. I ache. I can't have, as long as it's cool, all right, but I can't take that real cool. I can't take it. Not now. So, and then
so how long you been living back in the South?
Well, I moved back here about 10 years. About 10.
Okay.
And down here, everybody talking about it's cold. I said, man, this nice weather here. You don't want to walk around. I ride my lawnmower around. Because both my cars will break down. Because I'm going to try to have my car fixed next week. And so I can get around. Because I got to come up and see Reb. I know he's talking about Reb. I bet we were there working on his tractor this afternoon. I know how to get to him.
Well, all right. Well, you know what? This is divine providence, because I said to myself, now who did I have to fall down to hurt my knee for? I said, Lord, you're going to get the glory out of all my suffering. And
yeah.
Here you are calling tonight. This must be the knee show.
But it got to be.
I'm so happy that I'm able to walk. And I've regained my ambulation, because I got too much to get done.
Uh-huh.
And I got to go up and down steps in people's houses and people's buildings.
I got steps to go in my house. And when I come out in the morning, I don't go back in the house until night, because them steps is whipping me.
Well.
Them steps are with me. I stay outside all day long.
Wow.
And I can't go up them steps. Man,
a lot of
people
all day long. All day long, he sit outside.
That's right.
Wow. Well, it's wonderful that you got on this phone tonight.
Well, I know how to get in touch with y'all now. And I will see him one day next week. I'll see Red one day next week to see whether he had the stuff so I can get. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I'm putting my shoes and my knees.
Well, he'll work out something for you. Because he cares
right.
about you. He loves the people in his community.
Yeah. I will see him one day next week.
The pastor, you want to help me too?
What did he say?
I was asking Pastor Hill and Miss Ida, they going to help me too?
Miss who?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
yes,
you.
I can.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm so excited. I'm sending out this picture so everybody can see the new Dr. A with this solely water. This solely relay on the water system and how amazing it is. Well, Mr. Hill will tell you, Mr. Hill, I don't look like a 95-year-old woman, do I? I'm just teasing.
Oh.
I wanted to see if everybody was asleep tonight. I'm not 91, but I will be celebrating my birthday here in 30 days. I'll be hitting the big 6-1.
Wow.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. God bless you. Well,
thank you,
February the 25th, I was 75.
Well, go on with your bad self. You sound strong.
Oh,
and 75,
well,
and you still able to drive around, that's a blessing.
That's right. You know something, I'm complaining, but I see people worse off than I am.
Glamour. Beautiful, Dr. A.
You like that, McClure? Everybody is like, we can't believe it. I said, I can't believe it either.
Oh, I saw it last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw it last week. Bro, we have a
and
time.
Dr. B is older than me, and she looks good, don't she?
Yeah,
people thought you were security. They figured you had all that beauty up there around all those farmers, and they didn't know whether you was having a beauty pageant or you was at the farm convention. All that beauty shutting down the hallway.
Yeah.
Dr. B is part Portuguese. And Panamanian. Yeah. She's Spanish. She's a Spanish person speaking French and no Spanish. And her children speak French and Japanese.
Whoa.
I told her, I said, you are a different breed. And all the Spanish culture, you don't speak Spanish, you're speaking French and Japanese.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we had a fabulous time, and I so enjoyed you coming to the show. And so we're just continuing the saga of moving forward, making progress. This is going to be the year that our educational model gets global access. It's being positioned for online learning so universities can pipe in from all over the world. I'm so excited we have some of the top curriculum developers working with us and some of the top consultants getting ready to put this thing online. And so I'm really excited about the model going forth and how it's going to impact the classrooms. When we presented last week a conference of teachers, they were totally blown away at how a window will conduct electricity in the classroom that we were in, broadcast the EMF radiation from the window 11 feet into the classroom. And
Wow. We
talked about how it can affect the health of the children, how it can make them sleepy, how it can absorb their ability to concentrate and focus, how it can contribute to rapid heart rate and anxiety and mess with their attention span. I mean, this was window conduction was alone. And then when we measured out the radiation in the classroom, it was over 1,200 BMUs. I said, now you two, our teachers, are standing up here under all these lights and projection and electronics. They got these smart classrooms, and they all bound together as an assault weapon. They were totally blown away. They were fired up, and they're looking forward to the future. So I want to thank everybody for being on the show tonight. I have got to get off of here and out of here so I can get my evening finished. I got one more project to finish so I can go to bed. I am trying not to be the midnight person, the 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning before I'm getting to bed. I done turned over a new leaf, and I'm trying to get to bed so I can have my body balance out and I can start fresh every day. So I love and celebrate all of you. Thank you for being on the show tonight. Does anyone have any fire testimonies?
Well, I feel a little better since he talked to you. Leroy, I feel a little better since he talked to you.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on the line and sharing and inquiring. And you know, I give thanks that my knee was sore and I had to rediscover my technology for being able to walk, because, I mean, I couldn't even weight bear on this knee. It was hurting me so bad. And I'm so grateful that the Nano fell out of my cosmetic bag to let me know that it was still a work in progress and it was able to help me with my sore knee.
Okay.
Well, good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
I'll see everybody next Tuesday. We'll be talking some more about what's happening in our world today and empowering ourselves for the journey forward. I love and celebrate all of you. Thank you so much for all your encouraging words. And let's keep hope alive and keep our environment safe. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Everyone.
Sometimes I wonder in my mind.